Scenes like these from past rounds of talks will play out again in front of the television cameras. Then the negotiators will close the doors to debate how many centrifuges Iran will maintain capable of enriching uranium that can be used to build nuclear weapons. In addition, they'll talk about what sorts of inspections will be allowed and how quickly economic sanctions will be lifted.
I think there is a great deal of seriousness on both sides to come up with some sort of deal.
Jane Kinnamont is the deputy head of the Middle East program at London's Chatham House. She says although seven nations are involved, it mainly comes down to the United States and Iran.
I think there's an interest on the part of both presidents in reaching a deal, and a feeling that if this opportunity is missed, they won't see a similar opportunity in their lifetimes.
Still, China and Russia are also at the negotiating table. They've presented a solid front with U.S. and European negotiators, but Russia in particular has a somewhat different view of Iran than the others, and its policy is a concern for the West, especially in light of its new, more aggressive policy in Europe.
Russia wants to have its alliance with Iran, but it doesn't have a particular interest in seeing Iran really become a nuclear weapons power or become a much more independent actor.
Kinnamont says the deal Russia just signed with Iran to reprocess its used nuclear fuel could help pave the way for an agreement. But Anoush Etesami, director of the international program at Durham University, says it also raises concerns.
Is Russia unilaterally deriving at deals that could provide Iran with get-out clauses outside of the negotiations that are having with 5 plus 1? And for that, I don't have an answer yet because this is still far too fresh.
More important for the coming round of negotiations is whether the sides can bridge the remaining gaps and then convince skeptics in their own governments to accept their compromises. Professor Ekhtesami says, in spite of the sometimes harsh rhetoric coming out of Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani will be able to do that.
The negotiating team has a mandate from the people. They have given President Rouhani the mandate to see through this difficult phase. And his mandate was, his platform was to end Iran's isolation and to open it up to the world. The only way Iran can do that is to bring closure to the nuclear crisis.
The consequences of not doing that would be grave for Iran's economy, hit by sanctions and low oil prices, and could potentially lead to military strikes on its nuclear facilities. All that adds to the urgency of reaching an agreement, but doesn't make it any easier. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.